This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. A fight over presidential power and a longtime adversary. Today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee considers the nuclear deal with Iran, with a bill to give Congress the right to reject that deal and to rein in the president's discretion to ease sanctions against Iran. Now, that's important because sanctions are still a key sticking point of contention between Iran and the P5 plus one. Iran wants sanctions lifted immediately if a final deal is signed. The U.S. says gradually as Iran shows that it's complying. Well, today, Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Capitol Hill with other senior administration officials to try and convince lawmakers to back off until at least June 30th, when a final deal with Iran is due. But even members of the president's own party are skeptical of the Iran nuclear deal. They want more oversight, and that includes our next guest, Senator Bob Menendez. He's a Democrat from New Jersey who, until just a few weeks ago, was the ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. And it's his bill, along with Tennessee Republican Bob Corker's, that the administration wants to avoid. Senator Menendez, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
Senator, your bill gives Congress the right to reject this deal. It says the president has to certify that Iran isn't participating in any terrorist activities against the U.S. and critically says that the president can't lift sanctions for at least 60 days after the deal signed. Why is this important?
Well, I think that we've gone from a few reviews to what we will consider today before the committee. But the two core elements of the bill remain the same as we did at introduction, which is that Congress will have an opportunity to review probably the most important nuclear nonproliferation agreement of our time and to oversee Iran's compliance with the agreement and snap back sanctions if Iran deviates from its commitments. And Congress was instrumental in bringing Iran to the negotiating table because the sanctions regime was Congress's creation. And as the author of those sanctions, I can tell you that it was never intended for a wholesale ability to suspend for years. And so having a congressional role over congressionally mandated sanctions is important to make a determination. And the one thing is that this agreement does not automatically call for an up or down vote. At the end of the review period, the Congress may decide it's a good deal and doesn't want to cast a vote on it and let it move forward, or it could cast a vote of approval, or it could cast a vote of disapproval.
Right. Well, there's a full court lobbying press on from the White House today, as I mentioned, now that Congress is back. The president has said clearly he would veto your bill, but your side is getting close to the 67-vote threshold you need to overcome that veto. Is there now a deal in negotiations with Democrats to weaken this bill a bit and get those two or three votes that you and Corker will need to get a veto-proof majority here? You mentioned that some of the review language has been weakened.
It's been changed. I mean, the bottom line is that I think that we are headed towards an understanding, which I hope the White House could embrace. The White House has acknowledged many times that it was congressionally mandated sanctions that brought Iran to the table, and that their diplomacy then took it the rest of the way, and that Congress has a role. And this is the core central issue here. And so I believe that the changes that have been made, if they ultimately play out that way in today's markup sessions of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, will do two major things. It will take the terrorism element of it as a certification and move to reporting language that is very important. And actually, that reporting language by Ben Cardin, the new ranking member, was further extended, and I think it's good. And secondly, that the review period has been shortened depending upon when the administration submits any final deal, if there is a final deal, to the Congress. And it would seem to me that those two elements are really significant efforts to assuage the administration. This is about really having a congressional role to review the deal, not simply to oppose any deal.
And you have a sense from the Democrats that you've been helping to negotiate with that those changes you mentioned might get this beyond the president's grasp here?
Well, I certainly believe that if these changes are embodied in the language we see today, then that we will have a very strong bipartisan vote in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And I think that would be a prelude to a very strong bipartisan vote on the Senate floor.
Senator, listeners will have seen and heard that you're facing a multi-count indictment on corruption charges. You haven't gone to trial. You've denied all those charges strongly. You've said that the charges are not political retribution for opposing the White House on this issue, on Cuba, on other key issues. But what about the timing? Was the timing of those charges, do you think, set to sideline you? Many people noticed that the charges came out the day before this controversial Iran deal was announced.
Look, I can't comment on the timing. That was totally in the government's realm to pursue. There is no question that I have had strong views about how we promote democracy and human rights in Cuba and how we stop Iran from achieving nuclear weapons capability. And I have had a very strong view about those issues. I've expressed them openly. And, you know, when I have a principled disagreement, I'm not hesitant to pursue my views. And when I have strong agreement with this president or any other president, I strongly support him. So that's the way I've conducted myself in 23 years, and nothing will change for me in that regard. That's why I'm still pressing ahead. I'm glad to see the negotiations have taken place to a point that I hope the administration can embrace the legislation. I think it would make sense. And I think when members review the legislation, they will come to an understanding that this is an appropriate role for Congress to play on one of the most critical foreign policy issues of our time.
Senator Robert Menendez is the former head of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. He's also the co-author of a key bill heading to the Senate today and as early as next week that would in some ways weaken the administration's hand on enforcing a nuclear deal with Iran. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.